At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host and friend. We point to a headline in the Guardian newspaper, most recently, alarming. Satellite data sheds light on China's detention facilities in Tibet. Gordon, recovering the Tibet story, we've been watching since 2008 and before the persecution of Tibetans by the Beijing government, Hu Jintao, and now Xi Jinping. For years, there was the question of self-immolation, protest, the Chinese presence with fire engines and brutality and police in the large cities of the Tibetan plateau. This news story points to detention facilities. Similar to the Xinjiang facilities, are they the same thinking, Gordon? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. And the thinking is the same, which is to eliminate minority consciousness. Chinese repressors have perfected their techniques in Tibet. They brought them to what they call Xinjiang and what the local Uyghurs call the East Turkestan Republic, and actually intensified the genocidal techniques. Now, I think what's happening is we're seeing the Chinese regime bring those techniques back to Tibet. And so there is a intensification of repression of the Tibetan people.
We welcome Tenzin Norgay, research analyst at the International Campaign for Tibet. Tenzin, a very good evening to you. The report is from the RAND Europe Research Institute using satellite imagery of the Tibetan plateau. The concern here is what are they seeing in the Tibetan autonomous region? Describing this as an information black hole. What is alarming about these photographs to you, Tenzin? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So I read the UN Europe report carefully, and there are many things that is striking. First of all, it's striking, just the method that the RAND group has had to employ to study the detention facilities in Tibet itself. In itself, speaks a lot. They had to resort to nighttime lighting analysis to figure out what is happening in these detention facilities, because there is no information that available which is concrete, and there are lots of stories going around. So, and then of course, the Chinese government itself doesn't give any access to any independent researchers or to foreign journalists. So that's why there was this need to do an analysis through the method of nighttime lighting analysis. But the interesting thing that shows up in this report is that there's a vast network of detention facilities in Tibet, and this report focuses only on the detention facilities that were there in the so-called officially designated Tibet Autonomous Region, which is like half of what we call as Tibet. So there is like another half of Tibet outside the officially designated Tibet Autonomous Region. So in this in this Tibet Autonomous Region, the RAND Group found that at least there are at least 79 detention facilities. And they were studying these facilities. Another important thing that we should keep in mind is that they were doing the analysis on the basis of a prior research done by the Tibet Research Project, which listed down all these detention facilities. So the RAND Group was not doing anything new in terms of search, trying to search for detention facilities, but they were trying to see they were trying to utilize the publicly available data set that was already there and trying to see what is going on. And what they are finding through this geospatial data set is that there are like some of these high security prisons. There is some increased activity in terms of lighting, which makes them suspect that that these high prisons, high security prisons, might have more prisoners in there in these facilities who may be there for long term. And then of course they're also seeing some. They're also suspecting that things may have changed in the recent years, at least since 2019. So there are, from my point of view, this report, this analysis, this study is very interesting, and because there are many things that we do not know as Tibetans, and I certainly do not know as a researcher. Although I have been studying Tibet as a Tibetan for many, many years now, but the truth is that Tibet is a black hole, right, to everyone. Like the government of China doesn't allow any sort of information to flow out of Tibet. So we will definitely keep an eye on the findings of the Rand Group.
Gordon, the Guardian speculates re-education facilities.
Re-education really is detention. And we've seen that in Xinjiang, where these facilities are called re-education or vocational training centers, but really meet the definition of concentration camps, John.
So what we're looking at is a pattern we've seen for the last century or more, a brutality towards the population in general because they are different. And the brutality leads to detention and worse crimes committed, and with no prospect of the families being put back together. Gordon, you have a question for Tenzin. We have a couple of minutes.
Tenzin, you mentioned that Tibet is not only the Tibetan Autonomous Region, but it's also other parts of China, which I suppose means Sichuan province as well as Qinghai provinces. Do you think that there are similar detention facilities in the Tibetan areas of Sichuan and in Qinghai?
Absolutely, absolutely. There are many similar detention facilities in Tibetan areas outside the officially designated Tibet Autonomous Region. As I said before, the Rand Report studied only the facilities inside the Tibet Autonomous Region, but we do know there are many facilities outside the Tibet Autonomous Region. But again, I know of several Tibetan prisoners who are being held in detention in these facilities outside the Tibet Autonomous Region. The problem is we do not know how large the network of the facilities are there in the outside the Autonomous Region. And we definitely need to do a meticulous, systematic study of the facilities outside the Tibet Autonomous Region.
Tenzin, just a moment here. Is there any information from people who might escape or from their family members? Anything that comes to you that tells you what the numbers are? The Guardian is estimating perhaps up to 1 million. Is that a good number? We have 30 seconds.
Unfortunately, the outflow of refugees from Tibet has trickled down. In 2022, we have only 5 people coming out of Tibet. So that's it shows the level of repression that is going on inside Tibet. So, many of our studies, research are based on refugee testimonies. Nice. So when we have only about 5 people coming out of Tibet in the whole of 2022, you can very well estimate what is going on.
Tenzin Norgay, research analyst at the International Campaign for Tibet. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Gatestone Newsweek in The Hill. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.